Okay, we've got 42 people signed up for a 40-minute public comment period. So if you do the math, it means that every person is allotted 1 minute. And I regret that because I think 90 seconds is more appropriate, but if we do that, we'll be so far beyond our schedule that we won't be able to get to our business. So as soon as we have a quorum of board members, we will start with public comment. I'll read the first three names of the people who will be giving public comment, and I'm going to ask that people who spoke yesterday in public comment agree to defer until the end of the list. I see names on here of people who spoke yesterday, and there are a number of people who have not spoken at all. So I'm going to call people who have not spoken, and the people who had spoken previously I'll note, and if we have time at the end, they will speak then. Yes. Okay, this is... All right, we may not get to you, but... Okay, the first person that I have here is Sydney Smith, then Ibrahim Gonzalez, then Kika Aceves. And Deb Shafto here will notify you when you have 30 seconds left in that time. If you'd be willing to conclude your comments when we call time, we'd certainly appreciate it. Sydney. And if people could get ready to get to the mic so we don't spend a lot of time between people, that would be great. Sydney Smith, Ibrahim Gonzalez, Kika Aceves.
Thank you for having all of us.
Can you move the mic?
Thank you for having all of us, and thank you for giving us this venue. My name is Sydney Smith. I've been with WBAI Pacifica for nearly 28 years. It'll be 28 years this October.
Hold on, Mr. Smith. If everybody could be silent so we can hear each of the people giving public comment, that would really help us. If you need to speak, if you could go outside, we'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Please let's have quiet and respect for the speaker.
Thank you. Through all the long years I've been with Pacifica WBAI, I think I've had every position from administrator to janitor, literally. Right now I'm an engineer. And I stayed for basically two reasons. One, hope that we were actually making some good change in the world, and love, hope and love. Love for all the friends I made through all these years and who have helped me all these years, and a love for what we stand for. We were founded by pacifists. We should remember that and try to aspire to it. Conflict resolution. For these latter years, we have been more concerned with scheming and fighting each other. This has nothing to do with Pacifica. Nothing. We all have our beliefs, but we should be very careful that we don't fall into the trap of chauvinism, ideological, racial, ethnic, or any of that. That also has nothing to do with Pacifica. I would not have stayed here for more than half of my life now. If I thought that were it, I would not have come. But still, please, please, I'm begging you, take us back to where we belong, our founding principles. Please.
Thank you.
I'm Ibrahim Gonzalez, and as a member of the WBAI Latino Coalition, and as a producer at WBAI, I would like to, first of all, say that the Latino agenda that we are mounting, not only at WBAI, but also Pacifica-wide, is not an exclusionary one. Latinos embrace a multifaceted rainbow of different ethnicities. So when we're talking about Spanish language programming, it's not to be exclusionary in any way, shape, or form, but we need to build the support and the infrastructure both organizationally and also in terms of budget in order to do any kind of effective national programming. Two paid staff members to do a national news program Pacifica-wide is not enough support from Pacifica for this type of effort. Secondly, in order to expand the discussion of Latino programming on the Pacifica level, I am advocating for a conference nationwide of Latino producers and staff at the Pacifica Network level. This should take place sooner than later so that we can expand the discussion and the dialogue about Latino programming and that what that will look like on a national level. Thirdly, locally at WBAI, and I think at Pacifica-wide, we should also be advocating for the expansion of arts programming and women's programming. The Latino Coalition strongly supports women's programming at WBAI. It also strongly supports the arts programming, which has been at a disadvantage for too long. Thank you.
Thank you. Can somebody lower the mic? Okay, you got it.
There it is. Again, as a member of WBAI Afro-Latino Familia, I'd like to say that I think the core of WBAI is to promote unity. And, of course, one of the easiest ways to do that that we all understand is to promote that through music. And so if we perhaps, you know, include, because the immigration issues are not just a Latino issue. They are a woman and children issue primarily. And if there's anything, speaking from an Afro-Latina perspective, that we can learn from the African community who has gone through this, they have superseded it. So I think maybe perhaps at WBAI, if we're more open and more inviting for that type of topic, more, you know, but the news definitely has to be there because we're living at a very, very scary time. And it's very, very scary, as always, for women and for children. Thank you.
Thank you. Next three people are, I can't read this easily, I think Armin Jansen, Epi Martel, and Luoda Liu. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name. It's hard to read. Armin is the first person. Armin Jansen. Epi Martel. I'm sorry? Yes. That's right. You're on the second half of the list. You're on this already.
Someone asked me to add
this. We won't have any time. The list is closed. We already have 42 people in 40 minutes.
He's sick. This is his first time.
If there's time, I'll add it, okay? Actually, just put it on there, and if there's time, we'll do it. Is Armin here? Okay, then we'll go to the next person. It's either, I think it's actually S.P. Martel?
S.P.,
pardon me. S.P. Martel. Is S.P. here? Okay, we'll come back to it. I'm sorry about this. Is Luoda Liu? The last name appears to be Liu. It's a short last name. It might be Lee? Not here. Okay. Blanca Diaz? Is Blanca Diaz here? No. Panama Alba?
How are you?
Well, thank you. And you?
All right.
I'm ready.
Well, my name is Vicente Alba, Panama. Formerly, I was a member of a community advisory board, and I was elected to the local station board. I gave up my seat to the youngest person that followed so that younger voices could be heard at the station. We have a problem at WBAI. It's a historic problem. It's a problem of the exclusion of the Latino community. I was here this morning. I heard talk about the question of Spanish programming. However, the problem is persistent. It's long going. It precedes the takeover at Pacifica. We fought to retake Pacifica, to retake WBAI. I was arrested in that process, and all of this time, the promises of the administration of WBAI have been ongoing. We have been sabotaged. We have been blocked. We have been excluded. And that's the bottom line of the reason why I and many people in the Latino community are here. Thank you.
Thank you. Randy Zimmerman, Lou, I think it's Garces or Gardes Acosta, Nando Alberici.
Many of you know me. My name is Randy Zimmerman, former headlines editor from Free Speech Radio News. Thank you, Randy. And I'm still on the negotiating committee, and we have a very, very simple message. Please, let's reconvene and finish negotiations as soon as possible. It's really important. We're about news for the network. We're about collaborating around the network. I know you've heard from Mitch Jezerich and many other people from the organization. Please, I implore you, let's do it. Let's do it quickly. And let's move on as we go into this election year. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Costa.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Luis Gardner Costa. I'm President and Chief Executive Officer of El Puente, a human rights-driven community development organization that also includes the first public high school for human rights in America, El Puente Academy for Peace and Justice. I am very grateful to Pacifica and to WBAI in particular for the kind of commitment that it has made to El Puente, to the young people of that high school, to come in and work with us and develop our skills in the area of communications. But I would implore you to listen very carefully to what people are saying about this growing divide in WBAI. I don't have to tell you that cultural differences and other issues have somewhat created disunity between people of color, the Latino community and the African-American community. We've bridged that with Pacifica and with many other movements. Lately, the issue of immigrants is beginning to, again, rattle that tension. But in WBAI, for years, we have had to struggle to say to WBAI, the Latino community is here and present in wide enough numbers. And I ask you to look into the struggle that's going on here and to see whether or not we can create some peace born from justice in responding to the just demands of the Latino community.
Thank you very much. Nando Alberici, Midley Melendez, pardon me if I'm getting your name wrong, and Fanny Velasquez.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nando Alberici, member of the Latino Coalition. I've been at WBAI for no less than 23 years. And needless to say, BAI is a way of life. I also have to tell you that the Latino Coalition came about because it's a safeguard that no longer, well, the safeguard now becomes the instrument that will save embarrassment to BAI, to the Latino community, of getting a service that does not address the needs of the community. We're looking for unity. We're looking to be an instrument, the BAI, the Latino Coalition, that is, that could help the station and the community bridge whatever gap there may be because of cultural differences, as I stated before, as idiosyncrasies, idioms. And we're looking to do that. We want the responsibility, and we hope very strongly that you and everybody concerned will consider the fact that the time has come for WBAI to address the Latino community needs through a group representing the Latino community, and the Latino Coalition is just that. Thank you.
Thank you. Midley Melendez, Fanny Velasquez, James Ross. Is Midley Melendez here? Okay. James Ross? Okay. Mickey.
We have a very serious problem. I just see a little... excuse me? Hello? Okay, now we can hear me. The time starts now, correct?
All right. Correct.
I said that there's a very serious problem. Unfortunately, right after I spoke, I found a letter that's being circulated by Mr. Bernard White attacking the efforts of the Latino community. You know, we didn't come here to attack Mr. Bernard White, but he is publicly attacking the efforts of the Latino community to speak with a single voice in behalf of the unitary interests, which are the interests of all. I just came from a demonstration in front of the Mexican consulate where the Minutemen were demonstrating against the immigrant community. WBAI, unfortunately, was not present. And unfortunately, the composition of the people of the Minutemen was four white gentlemen and one African-American who should be a sister. That is the nature of the misunderstandings that are developing between the black and the Latino community. BAI and Pacifica must be a vehicle to bridge this gap. We are all in the same boat. What's happening in WBAI, by the administration of BAI, promotes those divides, does not help bring our people together. It is blocking the voices of the immigrants' rights movement, like it blocked the voice of the struggle for to get the Navy out of Vieques. This is not acceptable for a network of radio that is supposed to be for free speech and for unity and progress. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, I'm sorry if I'm getting name wrong. Mr. Velasquez, James was first, but I called you first, so why don't you go ahead and... James, why don't you come then? You guys are both so polite.
Hi, my name's James Ross. I'm a... Hi, is this good? Hi, my name's James Ross. I'm a WBAI listener, and I just want to remind you all... you know, WBAI is not a station that is doing that well. It does need some attention from the governing board, I think. We just finished another drive that underperformed by a substantial margin. This has been going on for a long time. With that in mind, I have to say that I'm shocked that you all have spent so much time on Lisa Davis's accusations regarding Patty Heffley. At worst, what Patty said after the meeting several months ago could be construed as a mild insult, and it also could be construed as a word of friendly advice.
Really?
But you all,
really?
Pardon me, but you all have spent like 6 hours or so of your valuable time on this, and as a result have set up a committee to investigate one another. That's just 6 hours. That's 6 hours times 20, which is 120 person hours, which is an awful lot of time. I mean, given the fact, if WBAI was doing great guns, maybe you'd have lots of free time for these other things. But in my opinion, you don't.
Time.
Okay. Well, I certainly hope that you find it in your hearts to rescind that motion. Thanks.
Mr. Velasquez. After him is Abby Smith, Carolyn Burden, Nia Bediako, and Serene Roberts.
I'm not going to try to compete with the height of that microphone. Good afternoon. My name is Felix Velasquez. I'm a social worker by profession, and I'm a community activist. I just wanted to bring a couple of numbers, and I don't want to really go in because everybody's going to be talking about the struggle that is going on right now within WBAI to end the divisive accusations and counter-accusations. And that is that the Latino community, as everybody knows, has been growing by leaps and bounds. We represent in the tri-state area 30 to 35% of the population of the tri-state area. While when we bring it to the fact that WBAI devotes 4.2% of its airtime for Latino issues, it just shows you the disparity and why we're here as a community to protest such disparity and to request that this board address this disparity. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Abby Smith, Carolyn Burden, Nia Bediako. Is Abby Smith here? If not, Carolyn?
I'm going to cede my time to Ibrahim Gonzalez, who would like to continue.
You don't need to do that. He was already on the list. Oh, wait, has he already spoken?
I'm going to give my 2 minutes to him.
I have just gotten in my possession an open letter to all individuals who are concerned with the future of Latino programming at WBAI, authored by Mr. Bernard White, WBAI Program Director. And what I would like to say about this open letter is that the Latino Coalition didn't get a copy of this open letter. If it's an open letter, the Latino Coalition should have gotten a copy of it so that we could properly address it during the public comment session. But I would encourage all of the board members here to get a copy of it, and also all of the people on the local station board level, and all of the people that are present here. Quickly, the Latino Coalition is a representation of labor, of the arts community, of women, of producers, and other grassroots organizations throughout the city. The necessity for this type of dialogue and the level of dialogue that we have launched into is a very obvious one. It would be redundant for me to continue to chime in about what's so important about it. But we will not allow for anyone on any level, whether it's local, grassroots, or WBAI's administration, to invalidate in any way the efforts that we are putting forward as a community, neither at the local level nor at the national level. I cannot speak for all Latinos, but I could speak on behalf of the WBAI Latino Coalition. We have struggled very hard to get the dialogue to this point, and if Mr. Bernard White would like an audience with us, yes, if he would like an audience with us, we would be willing to consider that. However, we will not be here to be disrespected.
Nia Beriaco, and then Serene Roberts.
Hello, everybody. I started to yield my time, but after Jamie Ross spoke, I found it imperative that I speak, and I won't speak for very long. I will give the rest of my time to Bokeem Nieri. This is exactly why we need to have that committee to let, I don't know what to say, to rehabilitate. I'm sort of really upset right now that Jamie Ross could stand here and say that Patty Heffley is giving advice to Lisa Davis. So this is the kind of stuff where white people think that they could always tell us what they think that they know is best for us. I find that absolutely positively insulting.
Bokeem, you're also up in about three turns.
Only have 10 seconds.
Why don't you take a minute and 10 seconds to
say? Okay, I'll try not to rush through this, but so that you'll understand me. When I finish making my statement, there will be those who will say that I'm a disgruntled former employee of WBAI. I would like to go on the record that I'm not going to cop to that, but I will confess to being very observant. So I want to say that this evening. When you talk to the general manager, the interim general manager, I would like you to ask, why hasn't Mrs. Hardett denounced the racist emails written and circulated by Stephen Brown, especially there in which she is said to be a witness? Given that the Pacific Commission statement specifically calls for the organization to seek to understand the cause of conflicts between groups of people, including racial groups, why are some national board members so unwilling to allow a committee to do a full and fair evaluation of any allegations of racism and sexism by other board members? At a national and at a local board meeting, Mrs. Hardett, the interim general manager, accused the Pacifica National Office of being corrupt. These are very serious allegations that she should provide documentation for such serious charges. And since she is the top manager of the station, has she gone through the appropriate steps to investigate and take action?
Time.
The final statement.
Finish your statement,
okay.
Please.
The WBAI local station board suspended Paul De Rienzo for a strewn of racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic statements. That the board members are seems like they are reluctant to look into this matter.
And
we would like to address that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Serene Roberts. Okay. David Combs.
How long do I have?
1 minute.
1 minute.
2 minutes, 1 minute, what?
1 minute.
Well, forget everything else then. Okay, I got a problem here. I'm in the finance subcommittee of the LSB for WBAI. we listeners who are in there, who are interested in levels versus flow and cash flows and balance sheets and all this stuff, and that's what we do for a living, we have to travel a couple hours to come in there. There's a local group called Justice and Purity or something that is right there at WBAI. They just walk down the hall. They could care less about any of this technical stuff, and they bring their politics in. And anything we want to do, they outvote us. Problem. This is politics brought into a technical thing. You guys, I think if you could make a rule that the political stuff goes to where politics belongs, that is in the LSB, which is voted for by people. That's where politics is, by definition, and where it belongs, and let the other people get their work done and not be destroyed by people who just show up for three times and therefore get to vote and wipe us all out. We get nothing, nothing ever done. Thank you.
I'm just telling the people who spoke in yesterday's public comment, I'm skipping past you and coming back as time permits to allow everyone who hasn't spoken to speak. Stephen Howard is next, then Rachel Barr and John Riley.
Thank you. I find it strange that Pacifica right now is trying to take away copyrights from producers, especially unpaid producers who normally produce off-site of BAI and also use their own finances for their production. And now Pacifica is trying to say that they now have copyrights over these producers' rights, and I think it's something that should be addressed. The proposal that's been put forward, I believe, should be withdrawn. And if Pacifica wants to engage in copyright rights, that they should actually sit down and negotiate with either the producers or their representatives. Because what Pacifica is really trying to do right now is just steal people's work. I don't see the same thing being applied for, let's say, Democracy Now, whereby in the contract, to my understanding, they actually signed over all those rights to Democracy Now, even though Democracy Now was being paid for that production.
Rachel Barr, John Riley.
Good afternoon. Can you all hear me too?
Yes.
Can you pick me up too? All right. I changed my whole agenda because I think there's a theme going on here between what I heard this morning and what I'm hearing so far. Okay.
We have an audience, a radio audience.
All right. I worked at BAI for 10 years. A lot of you know that history. I don't have time now. I just think that the foundation of democracy and to ensure that BAI and Pacifica continue, that everyone, whether you're on the board, whether you're not on the board, we need to just stop all the vitriol coming from both sides. All cultures, all colors, I don't care what terms you want to use, I don't care what terms you feel more comfortable using, that's your own personal thing, but in light of the fact that the invasion continues, in light of the fact that there are thousands of daycare centers and after-school-age programs that are closing in September, in light of the fact that the mayor of this city has spend $25 million to test kindergarten children through 12th grade. We need to stop the vitriol and stop the accusations, stop putting it out on the internet, stop leaving messages on my voicemail.
Time.
Stop! What is important?
Time. Thank you. John Riley, Don DeBar, Marcus Usson.
Hi, my name's John Riley. I'm a producer at WBAI with the Lesbian and Gay Show there. I'm speaking as an individual, and I just want to register my support for the resolution that was passed recently by the Pacifica National Board in favor of having a committee to investigate racism and sexism. And the reason is as a longtime activist for 30 years, I have seen the corrosive effect of unchallenged racism and sexism in social movements. I've been involved in the anti-war movement, I've been involved in the AIDS movement, the anti-nuclear movement, and I think it's extremely important. So I commend you for doing so. Please do not rescind that. I also want to say that there's been a campaign of defamation against management, particularly Bernard White and before him Don Rojas at this station, and that campaign of defamation conducted by Steve Brown and others has really, I think, impacted a lot of our strongest supporters, because the names that were gathered during those period of struggle at BAI to reclaim the network are being sent to right now. And so our strongest supporters are confused about what's going on, and false, misleading, and in some case, and untruthful statements are being said about what's going on at the station.
Time.
So,
Don DeBar.
Sorry, we have 1 minute, 2 minutes, what is it?
1 minute.
1 minute. It's an awful lot to say in 1 minute. First, I would like to recommend strongly that rather than examining the material in front of you from the perspective of whether it seems right or wrong to have done or do the thing that management stands accused of, to go to the factual basis of the accusations first. Because the description of Bernard White that I've heard from many of the same people that have been doing it over a long period of time, the description of the WBAI that's presented before you has nothing to do with those that I know and have observed a million times in my personal experience. If you look at underneath all of the political rhetoric and posturing and look at the facts and come look for yourself, spend some time around the station, see who does the work, see who doesn't. I'd like to point out, for example, the basis of all of this is a scarcity situation. We need a lot more bandwidth. We need 12 stations, not one in the New York market, for the progressive movement, for the Hispanic community, for the African-American community, for working class communities in general. We have what we have. I think Bernard White does an exceptional job of utilizing that to the advantage of everyone. Thank you.
Steve, can you help Mr. Olson with the mic? Oh, you got it? Okay, cool.
Yeah. Good afternoon. My name is Marcus Osson of the WBAI, a member of the Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee. I urge the Pacifica National Board to respect the rights of the workers and to honor their right to own what they have produced, that is the fruit of their labor, and to have a copyright, and also to have voting right, and not to pass any resolutions that would infringe on these rights. And also, I think that Pacifica should be at the forefront fighting against racism and its vestiges. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mimi Rosenberg, Monroe Lippman, and Jim Creco.
Certainly people here know, they use it rhetorically all the time, that this was a country that has really been suckled in white supremacy. And so it shouldn't be a surprise that the institutions that we form, despite very often our intentions, are similarly nurtured in racism and white supremacy and discrimination. Discrimination against people of color, first and foremost, but certainly against people based on their sexual sensitivities, based on their gender, and so on. I have been on the local board. I have gone to decades now of meetings of the national board, and never has Pacifica taken it seriously to look at the contradictions amongst the people. There is virulent racism that has resulted in vicious attacks on management, and there are real ideological differences as to the way the network is going to develop, what kind of programming we do, who we reach out to. That exists within the context of the anti-war movements, the immigrants' rights movements. But what's not happening, and I just ask really two simple things. One, do not rescind anything that looks at an investigation of that which tears us to pieces, and that is issues of racism, and already it's being cut. If there's nothing else that you come out of with, it's very nice to talk about national programming. We'll survive without national programming. What we're not going to survive well with is if you don't take seriously and don't spend the next year setting up institutions to really develop a way of involving broader sectors of the various communities as they develop, the Latino community, the Asian community, the indigenous communities, people with disabilities, the immigrants' rights community. If you do nothing else today, make sure you come up with a commission that really entrusts the people with the responsibility for looking at the vicious cancer of racism within our organization.
Monroe.
My name is Monroe Littman. I'm better known as Monroe. Thank you. And I'm here to filibuster as a good American. I know you won't accept it. You know, you'll have the security guards drag me out. My freedom of speech has been denied in the past by Al Lewis, dearly departed, brother Al, uncle, grandpa. I hope it means something to you, because freedom of speech today is just a password to get into a speakeasy. You go to the door and say, freedom of speech. And that is what it... Thank you for that sign. I hope you didn't strain yourself. The upshot is that I have here, for instance, the book on the Al Gore movie, which is better than the movie. It really is a sad experience to see. He couldn't have done a better job, even though there are people that say it was pretty good. Next, here's a book on Amos and Andy. The point is, the station WBAI has never addressed this, and it's a very interesting problem.
Time.
The upshot of the whole thing is, recently, Playfell Benjamin put down Joy Leary, the post-traumatic slave syndrome situation, her book out now, and I asked him on the air, what is your concept of why it's nonsense of what she said? She doesn't know what she's talking about, Playfell Benjamin said, and he wouldn't give me an answer, and he told T-Dub, an engineer, cut him off.
Jim Creco, Jay Higgs, and Evan Tobias.
I'm Jim Crevo. First, I want to invite you all to listen to the Clearwater Festival, going to be broadcast Father's Day weekend live on WBAI. Second, I just want to say, in my opinion, a problem at the station is the factionalism that's there. I think that's the main thing, and that, in my opinion, is important for the people on the board to realize that that is the key problem, and then to address it all by itself as an issue. One of the ways of doing that would be to invite some support from the Center for Nonviolent Communication. There are two places in New York, and I've contacted them, and they'll both give support. We just have to decide to do it. But it can only be done if the board itself really wants to do it. And the same thing for the staff at the station. Thank you.
Greetings. Yesterday, the public affairs personnel from WBAI had said that she would like to see the board stop interfering with the running of the programming at WBAI. I hope that goes for Steve Brown, Patty Heffley, Andrew Hardy, and other people who also have been interfering on that side. I am not really like, I do not like the way how staff at WBAI have been laid off. I found it to be just one-sided. The switchboard operator, someone in the staff area could do that, and they went out and got someone else to do that position. I don't like that. I think they could have used a staff member and does that. which you. There is a staff who could have done that work also.
Thank you. Time.
Thank you.
Evan Tobias, Steve Brown, Phyllis Andrews.
Hello, my name is Evan Tobias. I'm on the local station board of BAI. I'm also on the outreach committee. I'm the technology committee of the PNB. I wanted to speak about the fact, well, I wanted to the people that are listening on the internet, I wanted to say that I was white. And the reason why I'm saying that is I think a lot of white people don't actually acknowledge the fact that they're white. It's just assumed. Everything is assumed that everything is white. And the reason I bring that up is because in a society where there's institutionalized racism, sexism, homophobia, they pervade every single aspect of our society. And when people are talking about, complaining about people talking about racism, it's probably because they are not affected by racism. There are people that are very interested in, people that are interested in programming, and I think they forget that it's not just about an interest in programming, it's about a struggle. These radio stations are about a long struggle. They are a weapon against, for the struggle against these institutionalized racism, sexism, and homophobia. I think if we had more young people, you would hear more of this perspective. I think primarily the people, I'm not saying the only people that complain about things at BAI, but the people primarily that complain about BAI are mostly white, middle class, older people that are offering a perspective that is not necessarily the same as many other people. And I think that if we brought the stations out to more people, I think if we brought more people listening to the station, we expanded our perspective, we would hear a lot more things. And I thank you for the time.
Steve Brown, Phyllis Andrews, Jeanine Buckley.
Good afternoon and welcome to New York. I am the infamous white racist Steve Brown. I want to talk about the elephant in the living room that no one really seems to want to speak about, and that's race baiting. And that's the use of phony allegations of racism as a political weapon. At the last PNB meeting, the program director, Bernard White, was asked very reasonably by the board to explain why WBAI was in a tailspin, why its fund drives were failing for 3 years, why its staff was punching each other in the holes, why morale was bad, why the listeners had turned away from the station in huge numbers in disgust. His answer was that I forget his exact words, was something like a shadowy white man was sending poison pen email letters around about him. Now, I don't know that I have this much power, but it's interesting to note that whether I'm a racist or not, Mr. White did not answer any of the reasonable questions about his performance. He merely charged that those who were criticizing him were racist. Now, this ominous echoes of George Bush criticizing people for criticizing the war and saying that was harming his war effort.
Time.
Thank you.
Phyllis Andrews, Jeanine Buckley. Phyllis?
I just wanted to say that I, as a listener, am offended by the behavior of Steve Brown, who is sending all the emails around surreptitiously. I don't even know how he got my email. Amazing that a board member would be able to do such a thing. Also, he did it at a time when the station is raising funds. What kind of board member supports, you know, is trying to shoot himself in the foot if he really does care about WBAI? I believe that he is trying to undermine WBAI, and he has been doing so over the past few years, he and a few other people, and I find it appalling. This station is very important, and for someone to do something like that, I think is just atrocious.
Jeanine Buckley. Jeanine Buckley, Muntu Matsumela, Eve Mosier.
Good afternoon to everybody. I am a community person. I'm not a member of the WBAI group, but I just was sitting here listening, and I heard the announcement on the radio, so I came. I just want to say this. I grew up as a tenant farmer picking cotton in Mississippi, and I struggled through the 40s, 50s, 60s, all the way up until now. And I have notice here in New York City, the divisions, because people use tactics and decor, blaming whether it's a Latino group or other group, that doesn't seem to be the issue. There are some other undercurrent that's happening here, and I think the community would have to stand up, and we have to fight for the radio station and the different programs that we need in order to accommodate the different groups and different things happening in New York City. But more, as a person who could not vote, my parents could not vote, we was out there fighting struggle during the 60s. I had relatives hung by the Klans. So I am saying now somehow when blacks get involved, everybody get threatened. That should never be. There are issues that we all have, but at the same time, we've struggled so long, and I think the board or whoever else, I'm not discriminating, you have your free speech, etc., but I think it's important that the racism and the problem is happening, that we need to really seriously think about it, and let's be real. It's not just about canceling Latino programs or whatever, or Bernard White did something. You really need to consider the changes in the immigration and the culture in the city and cater to not use black to divide. The black is responsible, but we need to change our approach and look at the whole spectrum.
Muntu, Eve, and Sean.
Muntu Masimela, good afternoon to the Pacifica National Board. Just a couple of things, very quickly. You know, one is the capacity of the board to really deal with these political questions. I think it has to be looked at objectively in terms of the entire network and not to overemphasize any given signal area, WBAI in particular. Because we all know that glaring contradictions and fights, whether you want to characterize them as factionalism, has existed in every single sister station in Pacifica. In fact, that makes some of the stuff in WBAI seem like kindergarten stuff, if you really want to talk about it. The last thing is that I think there needs to be, at some point, a process for some transparency about Democracy Now. It's reputed that they have a budget, an annual budget of at least $2 million a year, okay, and unbelievable staff. Now, if we're still giving them $600,000 a year, and $400,000 a year, Dave? Okay, if we're still giving them $400,000 a year, we need to come to a process by which we open up the books to Democracy Now! And assess whether or not that contract still needs to be carried out. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Eve Mosier, I believe this is Sean Davis, Mike Beasley. Sharon, oh, I'm sorry.
Hi. All this talk about racism is... sorry, I need a second. All the racism business, it's certainly an issue... And we all know that in this society. But it's not the job of this board to be talking about racism. Your job is to govern this foundation. And as a listener and a member, I feel, and I think other people feel the same way, we are betrayed if you're not doing your job. You were elected to govern the foundation. People can talk about racism and have racism this and that, outside, on your own time, on our own time, on our own money. It's not that it's not relevant to us as people, but it is not relevant to governing the foundation. There are issues in the foundation that are severe, and even if they weren't, your job is to govern the foundation and the five Pacifica stations. That is why we elected you.
Time.
Please do that job. And
thank you. Sharon Davis. Mike Beasley.
Hi.
Good evening. My name is Sharon Davis. Welcome to New York. I'm a listener, and I'm the former Secretary of the Finance Committee and a former candidate and the second runner-up presently. I would just like to say that I've become somewhat disillusioned about what's going on at Pacifica. Malcolm X once was asked, "Why don't you run for public office?" And his reply was, "If I run for public office, I'm going to go all the way." And he cited Adam Clayton Powell as an example. And I would like to ask each and every one of you sitting here today, are you going all the way? Are you going all the way to represent the people who have drowned in Louisiana? Are you going all the way for the 50% of black men who are unemployed? Are you going all the way for the 93% of black children in New York City who are poisoned with lead? Are you going all the way for the 45% of black women with children under 5 who have been evicted in this city? Are you going all the way to talk about gentrification? Are you going all the way to talk about environmental racism? I have paid a heavy price all of my life, my adult life, because I have spoken out on these issues. I have suffered great retaliation, not only by white people, by their black apologists. And I come here today. In closing, it took a lot of courage for me to come here today and get here today in the rain to say this, but it's important to say, because Fannie Lou Hamer, she suffered, all right? Ida Baker, she suffered. Malcolm X, he suffered and paid a price. So I have the courage to stand up today. You're not going all the way. You need to go all the way because people are depending on you. Thank you.
Fine.
Mike Beasley, William Walcott, and Abby Smith.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New York. My name is Mike Beasley, and I remember most of you from the last time you were here. I was going to talk about financial matters because Mr. Hicks owes us a lot of information, but I've been caught up in an issue outside about Latino and black. My background is South Bronx. I grew up there, raised there. I was called a spick lover by the blacks and a nigger lover by the Puerto Ricans because, as you see, I look Puerto Rican. I am not Latino. I tried to join the two together. At that time, the Puerto Ricans were Republicans, the blacks were Democrats. The same shit is happening again. We're being divided because of power base. Now, Puerto Ricans are not a power base in the city anymore, just like blacks are no longer people of color here. There are other nationalities and other races and other people here. I'm saying to you, keep your business national. Do not get involved in WBAI. Okay? We will take care of it. We have enough representatives. All you have to do is ask anybody who comes with your complaint when they say they represent the community, is ask them what block and how many people are on the block. You will find most of the people that say they represent the community do not. They do not come from the streets. They do not come from organizations. They are basically self-made leaders. So as far as Mr. Hicks, please give us the information about MIMS system and the financial statements. Thank you.
William Walcott, Santos Crespo, and the last person will be Abby Smith. Oh, Serene, excuse me. I'm sorry, because some people have chosen to speak longer, the people who have already spoken in prior public comment, we don't have time for. We're already canceling our own break to keep time.
Thank you for sacrificing for our benefit. Welcome again to New York. Listening here again, it's very obvious that the board, the national board, just like every other station board, need to be meeting a lot more regular than once a month. I don't know how often you guys meet, but it's definitely not enough. The institutional racism that seems to be surfacing on everybody's radar is being sanctioned by this board. This chief rule book that you have, this Robert Rules, is institutional racism. It is anti-progress. And it's about time you get to realize that, put that down, and let us use common sense. We've been using that all along. the country in a terrible position today. You have a new immigrant on the horizon. So everybody focusing on the so-called Mexican, the Spanish-looking features. These are the original citizens of this country. How we turn immigrant? Now, BAI being the forefront of this thing, or I mean Pacifica, these things need to be highlighted, and highlighted from a position of truth. Since we all want to be free, that is the only thing to get us there, truth.
Thank
you. So I hope I can see it coming from you. Thanks.
Santos Crespo? Is Santos Crespo here? Abby, it's Santos next, and then you.
My name is Abby Smith.
We'll take you next, sir.
I have been a producer at BAI in the past, although there are people on certain internet sites that would deny that. It's very funny at BAI how history gets rewritten depending on who gets to write the history. I am a proud Jew. I'm a proud feminist. I'm a proud leftist. I'm a proud anti-racist. And yet I could look at a black person who is acting in a corrupt manner and say that's wrong. And if you call me a racist for saying that, I'll say bullshit. And I'm tired of the fear at this station of good, left, white, excuse me, progressives who dare to speak truth to power within the walls of BAI, not just without, because I was stupid. I spoke truth to power. I spoke truth to power within the walls of BAI to the man who's walking out of the room right now. And I will be attacked for the way I'm speaking tonight. And people will ask, who is that woman? I never met her because I've been in exile from BAI for the last 6.5 years.
Time.
Because I paid dues the whole time, madam. But I was in exile.
Thank you.
Because I was character assassined. And even today, someone who I considered an ally said to me, Abby, take your meds. Because that's one of the ways people marginalize you at BAI.
If you speak
truth to power, and you're angry, and if you're a woman and you're angry, they say you're crazy. You're crazy!
Maybe.
You're crazy! But I'm telling you that I'm angry because I have
time.
A reason to be angry.
Mr. Crespo, are you agreeing to yield your time to the current speaker?
To not be scared to be called a racist if there is corruption going on and if the people who happen to be involved in the corruption are black.
Mr. Crespo, are you agreeing to cede your time to the speaker? Thank you, Mr. Smith, for that comment.
Hello?
He's right.
Is this on? Okay. My name is... First of all, let me thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. My name is Santos Crespo. I'm the Vice President of District Council 37, representing 123,000 public employees. I'm also a member of the National Board for Labor Council for Latin American Advancement, representing 1.4 million Latino workers throughout the country. Let me first say that the 4% or the 4.2 regarding Latino programming is unacceptable. I'm a member of the Latino Coalition. I have gotten numerous responses from our members and both sides of the union, and they are appalled that for 27 to 30% of the population, only 4 to 4.2% is dedicated to Latino programming. The fact that you go into a Spanish-speaking programming at some point may be an effort, but that's not why this coalition was formed. And I also want to respond to this letter that I just read, that the committee had not yet had a chance, and I'm sorry that he left, but I'm sure that by the time I leave, he's back in. Okay. This letter is a dismissal letter. It's sort of like a matter of fact, this is what I have done. The fact of the matter is that we have made many attempts, both on an individual and as a coalition, to sit down with the program director and go over the issues regarding Latino programming. And because I am taking it as a dismissal letter, I'm hoping that you do not take it as a dismissal letter, because we will not allow you to take it as a dismissal letter, and we are prepared to take it to the next level if we need to do that. There's no way that we're going to accept not having an expansion of Latino programming.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for keeping to the time. Serene Roberts is the last person. Serene? Since you haven't spoken, go ahead. I'm also going to recognize Mitchell Cohen, who spoke last night on behalf of Bob Fass rather than his own points. So if you could, then Mitchell, we'll finish with Serene. I said I was going to also recognize Mitchell Cohen, who, although he spoke last night, was speaking about the condition of Bob Fass and not his own issues. So if you could.
Well, hello. My name is Jacqueline Mestre. I'm a second-generation activist. I thought I was pretty loud, but I guess I'll get louder. I said, my name is Jacqueline Mestre. I'm a second-generation activist. I've been raised in the culture of being a servant of the people. It's nothing that's new to me, and it's what I dedicate my life to in many ways, shape, or form. I deal with many things in this city, whether it's issue, race, ethnicity, or, you know, issue-based groups. I came to WBAI through some of the members that are presently involved in the Latino Coalition, which is now the Latino Coalition. I fought for two of the programs that were on the agenda, and I was on one of them initially, which was Con Sabor Latino, and I am now on another program that I chose to work with called La Voz Latina. That in itself should tell you something. I am not a member of this Latino Coalition, which is now named, but I am dedicated to the issue around Latino programming. And what I would like to ask of this committee to actually address this issue and investigate it based on the facts, so that everything can come to light and any changes that need to be made be changed. And in regard to the race issue of race, which I just want to say is that that's what's wrong with this government, this world, this country, and this network, that race is not dealt with. And we as a progressive station need to address that, and it would be nothing but irresponsible not to do that as a governing body, to address the comments made by the woman of not dealing with racism.
Okay. Mitchell, and then Serene. Or Serene, would you like to precede Mitchell?
Oh, sure.
The cordiality here is wonderful, isn't it?
Hi. One of the most important things I think that this board has to do is to ensure the financial stability and health of the network and each of the stations in the network. That's an incredible task, and we're really hurting very much at WBII financially. We're missing tens of thousands of dollars, as you know, in equipment that is missing from the station, including mixing boards, CD players, laptop computers, and other instruments from the station itself that are desperately needed there. When I proposed on the air on the local station board show, radio show, that we should have a committee to investigate, I have no idea where they are, but we should have a committee to investigate that. I was termed a racist for daring to raise that issue by another member of the local station board. There's also a problem that we have nationally, when we keep getting hit with all these last-minute, when we try to do the budget, last-minute assignments that we have to pay tens of thousands, and in some cases over $100,000 for legal fees, and we have no idea what they're about. They come in at the last minute, and it impedes our ability to do the budget correctly. And so I really would like a breakdown of what those legal fees are for that we're getting hit with. A couple of years, last year, I think it was $150,000. Thank you.
Thanks. Can you hear me?
No.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, well, I'll do my best, in spite of the riffraff to my left making nasty comments, as he does throughout every board meeting, but he can't restrain himself. I want to talk about the participation, the lack of participation on the part of some board members, who are very vocal and very cordial when you're all here, but where there's a steady stream of invective, such as when we talked about setting a date for a board meeting and someone suggested May 25th, which is African Liberation Day, and I said, well, that's African Liberation Day, to which he said, so... you know, that's the nature of the beast, I suppose. But he's not a racist. He loves African people. There are people who have been engaging in steady attacks on staff, such as allegations of theft, which have not been substantiated, and there's actually a management process to deal with that. And I would urge people to use that process and stop attacking the staff. I would urge people to stop attacking the station, encouraging a boycott, and then saying, well, gee, why can't we meet our goal? Duh. I would urge people who are career opportunists, who would like to see their job titles changed at the station, to actually fulfill their current job title by participating on all the bodies that they're required to participate in before they try to get a better job, quote, a better job. I would urge people who choose to give friendly advice to black people by telling them that you're just on the board because you want free food, free hotel, and free airfare. I don't consider that friendly advice. So that's to my board members.
Time.
Excuse me. She did. I was there. I heard her.
The time now is the time for the ADA issues. If you want to take the time from the Americans with Disabilities Act.
I actually tried to get here last night. I was stuck trying to find parking because
there's
I brought...
There's another public comment
period
tomorrow.
I can't hear you.
Tomorrow.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
There's another public comment period tomorrow. You spent the same time as everyone else.
I wanted to actually address some of the Latino issues very briefly, if I could have 30 seconds. The problem. I'm sorry. I think that if I come up to speak and I am heckled, as I'm being right now, that I should be allowed time to collect my thoughts and complete my statement. And therefore, with all due respect, I'm going to do precisely that.
All those on the board, I'd like to talk to the board. With the board, I'm not going to make this decision. All those in favor of granting another 30 seconds, please raise your hand. All those who are on the board who would accept granting another 30 seconds to Ms. Roberts. There's no vote in favor of that.
My statement is this simple. And this is directed to all the black and brown people in the room who are discussing issues of Latino programming. And Latino, by the way, doesn't mean either black or white. I want to say this. Because black people and Latino people didn't get our issues together in New York, we now have Mike Bloomberg as mayor. So that there are people who have decided that they want to, quote, back one side against another. There are things we need to do. There are things we need to do together. Who's benefiting in this fight the way it's currently happening? That's it.